Excuse me, please?
Someone suddenly said in a timid voice.
If you get me out of here, I might be able to help you.
Ben and Sorrel turned around in surprise. The homunculus was standing close to the bars of his cage, smiling at them.
As far as I can see, the lock on my prison here is an easy one to pick, he said. They probably thought a simple lock would do because I'm so small.
Ben glanced at the lock and nodded. Yeah, you're right, this one will be easy. He took the knife and was applying it to the lock when Sorrel grabbed his sleeve through the bars of her cage.
Wait a moment, not so fast, she hissed. We don't know what kind of thing this is.
Oh, nonsense. Ben shook his head impatiently. With a sudden jerk, he cracked the lock of the homunculus's cage, opened a tiny barred door, and lifted out the little man.
Oh, my most grateful thanks,
said the tiny creature, bowing low to the boy.
Pick me up and hold me steady in front of the other lock, will you? I'll see what I can do for your bad-tempered brownie friend.
Sorrel gave him a nasty look. What's your name? Asked Ben curiously.
Twigleg,
said the mannequin, putting his spindly fingers into the lock of the cage and closing his eyes.
Twigleg, muttered Sorrel. Suits you.
Could you please keep quiet?
Said Twigleg without opening his eyes.
I know brownies enjoy good chatter, but this isn't the right moment.
Sorrel tightened her lips. Ben looked around. He could hear voices. Some way off still, but coming closer.
Quick, Twigleg, he told Homunculus, there's someone coming.
Nearly done it,
replied Twigleg. The lock clicked. With a satisfied smile, the little man removed his fingers. Ben quickly put him on his shoulder and opened Sorrel's cage. Muttering crossly, she jumped down into the powdery sand. Twigleg, said Ben, carrying the homunculus over to the sad monkey's cage. Could you pick this lock, too?
If you like, said the homunculus, setting to work.
What's he doing? Hissed Sorrel. Are you too crazy? We have to get away from here.
The monkey chattered excitedly and retreated to the farthest corner of its cage.
We can't leave the poor monkey here, said Ben.
There was another click. Ben opened the cage door, and the monkey ran away rapidly.
Oh, come on, for goodness sake, complained Sorrel.
But Ben stopped to open the chickens' cages as well. Luckily, they were only bolted, not locked. Perched on Ben's shoulder, Twigleg watched the boy with surprise. The voices were coming closer and closer.
Almost through, said Ben, opening the last cage.
A startled hen stretched her scrawny neck toward him.
How do we get out of here? Asked Sorrel. Quack, which way should we go?
Ben looked helplessly around.
Oh no, I forgot which way I came, he groaned. All these tents look the same. They'll be here soon,
Sorrel tugged at his sleeve.
Where's the way out?
Ben bit his lip. Never mind, he said. The voices are coming from that direction, so we'll have to go the other way. Taking Sorrel's paw, he hauled her along after him. No sooner than they had disappeared among the tents than a hue and a cry broke out behind them. Ben darted right, then left, but people were coming toward them from every direction, trying to catch the fugitives and barring their way. It was only thanks to the homunculus that Ben and Sorrel escaped. Twigleg had scrambled up onto Ben's head as quickly as a scurrying insect and sat there like a sea captain on the bridge of his rolling ship, and he steered them out of the camp with his shrill commands. Not until they were a safe distance from the tents did they slow down, making their way through tangled thorn bushes and staying under cover. A few lizards scurried away in alarm when Sorrel and Ben finally dropped to the ground, panting. Twigleg climbed out of Ben's hair and sat down on the sand beside the boy, looking pleased with himself.
Well done, he said. You two are quick on your feet. I could have never kept up, but I have a quick brain. Oh, well, a person can't have everything.
Sorrel sat up, breathing heavily, and looked down at the little man.
You're not the faintest bit conceited either, are you? She said.
Twigleg just shrugged his narrow shoulders.
Take no notice of her, said Ben, peering through the branches. She means no harm.
There was no one in sight. Ben could scarcely believe they had managed to shake off their pursuers, for the time being, anyway. Relieved, he let himself drop back onto the sand.
Well, we'll take a breather here for a little while, he said. Then, we must get back to Firedrake. If he wakes up and finds we're not there, he might go looking for us.
Firedrake?
Twigleg brushed the sand off his jacket.
Who's that? A friend of yours?
None of your business, midget,
spat Sorrel, and she stood up. Thanks for the help. One good deed is worth another and all that, but our ways part here. Come on, she said, pulling Ben to his feet. We've had enough of a rest. Twigleg bowed his head and sighed deeply.
Right. You two go your own way, he whispered. Understand entirely. I expect the vultures will eat me now. Yes, I expect that's what they'll do.
Ben looked at him in consternation. But where do you come from? He asked. Don't you have a home? I mean, you must have lived somewhere before they caught you.
Twigleg nodded sadly. Oh, yes, but I don't want to go back there ever again. I had a master who made me work day in, day out, polishing his gold, doing handstands, telling stories till my head was in a whirl. That's why I ran away. But I have such terrible luck. No sooner had I escaped my master than a raven picked me up and carried me away. It dropped me from its claws last night in a storm. And where did it let me fall? Right above the camp we've just escaped from. Such terrible, awful luck. I always have rotten luck.
A very nice story, too, said Sorrel. Come on, it's time we were off. She tugged at Ben's arm, but he stayed put. We can't just leave him here, he said, all alone like this.
Oh, yes, we can, Sorrel whispered, because I don't believe a word of his touching tale. There's something wrong about this little titch. I mean, it's rather odd the way he turns up here at the same time as us. What's more, he's too friendly with ravens for my liking.
You were the one who said ravens were only suspect on their own, Ben whispered back.
Twigleg pretended to take no notice of their whispering, but inched slowly closer to them.
Oh, forget that, whispered Sorrel. Okay, I often do talk dreadful nonsense. Like now, for instance, said Ben. You're forgetting how he helped us. We owe him.
Ben held his hand out to the homunculus. Come on, he said. We'll take you part of the way with us. We're sure to find somewhere you'd like to stay. Okay? Twigleg jumped up and made a deep bow.
You have a kind heart, Your Honor, he said. It is with the greatest gratitude that I accept your offer.
Oh, for heaven's sake, groaned Sorrel. She turned angrily and said not a word on the way back to the cavern. As for Twigleg, he sat on Ben's shoulder, dangling his legs.